Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Mike Druin, President of Dermatology Services at MedX Health. Mike, good to see you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I just dug out from the snow up here in Canada, so been working from home.
Yes, snowing here in New York too, so I feel your pain. It has been a while since we last spoke, so why don't you just talk a bit about progress that the group has made in the last few months and what we can expect now that we're in 2022?
Oh, I think that's a great way to start off the year. If you take a look back over the last year, what we had with MedX was we had a delay a little bit of delay in the launch because of COVID. If you think about it, most of our technology goes into places that are ease of access location. Most of the global ease of access locations were tied up with giving shots or testing people. So companies were scrambling to be able to deal with the COVID. And you know, less concerned about getting sort of skin detection. What we were able to do during that time was we enhanced our product offering by adding an HD digital camera. So now that we're not only do we have the cystoscope, which allows us a class 2 medical device that allows us to take really the highest quality images of a skin cancer, potential skin cancer. We also have added a medical camera that allows us to take images of inflammatory diseases like acne and rosacea and eczema. So we're essentially dermatologists in a box now. So what happened during the COVID thing that's very helpful for us right now and why you're seeing so many press releases, revenue producing releases, is that the pent up demand to get to see a dermatologist in Canada, I mean, I hate to say it, it's a year to 2 years to get in to see a dermatologist. We only have 537 in Canada. So you're seeing a lot of breakthrough announcements with us doing transactions in Canada, but globally as well. So that was the big change. And COVID has given a lot of pent up demand for our technology. So this year we're full running towards revenue driven announcements that you'll see. And I'll stop with that. And then I can speak maybe a little bit more about how we're approaching our investors this year, if you wish.
Yeah, just kind of talking about sales there without giving too much information. Would you expect kind of more traction on the sales side this year?
Right. So if you go back on the revenue side, you know, you start to look at our technology from November 17th, we put a host of announcements out and just one today and one as of the other day. Every one of those are revenue producing. So to give some guidance to our shareholders and potential shareholders, what we're doing is most of the time, the way a sale works with us, it looks like this. We've done about 5 to 6 months of due diligence between the two partners deciding to do a transaction. And then we do a pilot. The pilot is a paid pilot. I want to be really clear about that. We do no pilots for free. So the pilots are real world economics. So, you know, they pay for the hardware up front, they pay for the price that a consumer would pay so that we get a real world experience. And then we run those pilots and they can run anywhere from 60 days to 90 days to 120 days. We get a real world understanding of the partner. And then we get a real world understanding of what the economics is of that particular community. And then we go to a commercial arrangement afterwards. Now, in the smaller ones where we're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 clinics, that's not the case. But in the larger ones, like the Empower, which is a very large chain across Canada, the Al Zahari group that we've done a deal with, all of those, the Italian group, all of those ones are much bigger distribution points. And therefore, they're a little bit more complex, but they're much bigger installs. So you want to make sure you've got your partners right on those. So what we'll do at the end of the day for our shareholders is we have a map now on our website where it says, where can I get scanned? You'll be able to see us populate that. So you'll be able to see globally where we're putting installs in. And then we'll start to put how many e-consults we're doing. And those two measures will allow shareholders to get an idea how we're doing. Because every time we're doing an install, we're making between $5,500 and $7,500 on the install. And every time we're doing an e-consult, we're making anywhere from $15 every time one's done to $30, depending on the market we're in. And so the shareholders will be able to, you know, like the small cap companies, you're waiting to see if they're gaining traction. You'll be able to tell just from that one point on our website. Excuse me.
So you have the new technology offering, you are partnering with new organizations here. What else can we expect for the rest of the year?
Well, I think it's all about execution and revenue this year. Shareholders have been waiting for us to say, you know, we've got world-class technology. The shareholders are saying to us, let's see it. And so, you know, now there's two things you have to do as a public company. You say, okay, well, we have to do it, but we have to demonstrate to the shareholders that this is being done. So we spent a lot of time with the exec team going, how can we do this so we can language it so the shareholders can see it? So if, you know, shareholders went back onto our news cycle and looked at the last month, 2 months, they would see a host of fairly significant press releases. And, you know, we haven't picked up the traction in the market yet, but I'm starting to think they'll do that. So, you know, we're pretty excited about where we're going with this year. Yeah, this year's a real good year. We're going to do a lot of execution this year.
All right. That's great to hear. We will look forward to following the story here. Mike, thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks so much.